American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 1B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1B. Look at Figure 1. Look at the pictures and repeat the sentences. Number 1. This is a set of wrenches. Number 2. This recipe is for cookies. Number 3. She purchased some groceries. Her purchases amounted to $40. The cost was $40. Number 4. There is a lot of property around their house. Number 5. She made a list for the groceries. She listed everything she needed from the grocery store. Number 6. These are the ingredients for the cookies. She will combine them to make cookies. Number 7. These vegetables are raw. They're not cooked. Number 8. She mixed the ingredients. She stirred them together for a short time. Look at Figure 2. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences. Number 1. Become of. Become of. Whatever became of Harry? Do you know what happened to him? Number 2. Put off. Put off. I put off going on my trip until next month. I postponed my trip. Number 3. Create. Create. She created many beautiful pictures. She produced the pictures. Number 4. Thus. Thus. He's tired. Thus or therefore he's going to bed early. Number 5. Give away. Give away. He gave away all his money to his family. He gave them his money as a gift. Number 6. Tear it up. Tear it up. She tore up his letter into little pieces and threw it away. Number 7. On hand. On hand. He keeps all of the phone numbers on hand. He might need them. Look at Figure 3. Listen to the paragraph.
Sam wonders what has become of his old friend Stu. He would like to see him, but he has put off calling him. He's been so busy. Today, However, he created a new design for an engine, and he would like to discuss it with Stu. Thus, he's been looking for Stu's phone number. He hopes he has it on hand somewhere, and that he hasn't given it away or torn it up.
Now listen to and answer these questions on the paragraph. What is Sam's friend's name? Stu. His name is Stu. Repeat. His name is Stu. Why has Sam put off calling him? Repeat. He has put off calling him because he's been so busy. What did Sam create? Repeat. He created a new design for an engine. What has Sam been looking for? Repeat. He's been looking for Stu's phone number. Look at figure 4. Listen to a paragraph. Select the topic of the paragraph. Listen and then select. Number 1.
In the early days in America, kitchens were usually large rooms in the house. Cooking was done over a fire, which also helped to warm the whole house. In those days, kitchen work was difficult. Wood for the fire and water were brought in from outside. The tools used in the kitchen were all big and heavy. Today's modern kitchens are designed to save time and energy. Many of them have dishwashers, stoves, and refrigerators. They are designed to make work easier for the one who has to cook and clean up. The kitchen of a home is not only where all the family's meals are prepared, however. The family may also eat there. The kitchen is often a gathering place, too. Many people feel most comfortable talking with their friends in a warm kitchen.
Now select the topic of the paragraph in number 1. The answer is B. The topic of the paragraph is kitchens in the past and the present. Now listen to another paragraph and then select the topic. Number 2.
Good meals take a lot of planning. Everyone needs to know how to plan meals that are healthy. A good daily diet should include the foods that are necessary to good health. One daily food requirement is vitamin C. This is found in oranges and lemons. You should also have meat, eggs, and green vegetables. Other important items are 2 or more glasses of milk and 2 or 3 slices of bread. All these items provide the necessary vitamins. In addition, you should try to avoid a lot of sweet desserts because they are not very healthy. Natural sugar, like that in fresh fruit, is better for your health. A good meal planner will include foods that are full of vitamins at every meal.
Now select the topic of the paragraph in number 2. The answer is A. The topic of the paragraph is planning good meals. Let's look at figure 5. Repeat the dialogues that contain the question words, how many and how much. Number 1.
How many more bags of groceries do you have to carry in?
There aren't many more. I can get them, thank you.
Number 2.
How much of this property belongs to you?
Not much. Only as far as you can see.
Number 3.
How much money did he lose?
I really don't know how much he lost.
Number 4.
How much money did she spend to fix her car?
A great deal of money. She spent more than she should have.
Number 5.
How many ingredients does the recipe call for?
It calls for several ingredients I don't have.
Number 6.
How many gallons of gas did you get?
About 15 gallons. I filled the tank.
Look at figure 6. Listen to some nouns. Put them in the column under the correct question word, how much or how many. Number 1 is an example. Pack. Pack. Pack is under how many. We say, how many packs? Okay. Listen to each noun and write it in the proper column. Under how much or how many. Number 2. Money. Number 3. Sugar. Number 4. Apple. Number 5. Water. Number 6. Recipe. Number 7. Jar. Number 8. Success. Number 9. Ingredient. Number 10. Concert. Number 11. Noise. Number 12. Notebook. Now check your answers. In the how much column, there is money. Repeat. How much money do you have? Sugar. Repeat. How much sugar do you put in your tea? Water. Repeat. How much water do you drink every day? Success. Repeat. How much success did they enjoy? Noise. Repeat. How much noise did they make? In the how many column, there is pack. Repeat. How many packs of cigarettes do you smoke a day? Apple, repeat. How many apples do you want to buy? Recipe, repeat. How many recipes are in the book? Jar, repeat. How many jars of mustard will we need? Ingredient, repeat. How many ingredients are in the recipe? Concert, repeat. How many concerts did they attend? Notebook, repeat. How many notebooks do you have? Look at figure 7. These dialogues contain quantities and amounts. Repeat them. Number 1.
What do we need from the store?
We need a quart of milk.
Number 2.
Did you go to the sale?
Yes, I got 6 packs of cigarettes.
Number 3.
I have to make a list of things we need.
Okay, write this down. A bottle of ketchup, 2 bunches of carrots, and a couple of bags of chips. Number 4. Can you go to the store for me? I need a loaf of bread.
Sure, I'll go. I want to get a 6-pack of soda, too.
Number 5.
What does the recipe call for?
It calls for a cup of flour, a tablespoon of sugar, and 1/2 a cup of butter. Now look at figure 8. Look at the pictures. You will hear phrases about quantities and amounts. Write the letter of the phrase you hear under the correct picture. Let's begin. Letter A, a bunch of carrots. Letter B, 2 cartons of milk. Letter C, a bottle of soda. Letter D, a tablespoon of butter. Letter E, 3 teaspoons of sugar. Letter F, 4 loaves of bread. Letter G, 2 packs of gum. Letter H, a bag of chips. Letter I, a 6-pack of soda. Letter J, 2 cups of flour. Let's check your answers now. Number 1 is F, repeat, 4 loaves of bread. Number 2 is D, repeat, a tablespoon of butter. Number three is J. Repeat. 2 cups of flour. Number four is A. Repeat. A bunch of carrots. Number five is E. Repeat. 3 teaspoons of sugar. Number six is G. Repeat. 2 packs of gum. Number seven is I. Repeat. 6-pack of soda. Number eight is C. Repeat. 1 bottle of soda. Number nine is N. Repeat. 1 bag of chips. Number 10 is B. Repeat. 2 cartons of milk. This is the end of tape 1B, book 20.